know what that sound means. It's another exciting installment of the Fan Brawl Season podcast, where we talk local sports, both the Atlanta Pro franchises, like the Braves, Hawks, Falcons, and we also talk the University of Georgia Bulldogs. So strap in, guys. It's another exciting episode about to start right now. What's up, Podcast Land? It's your host, Jam and Joe of the Fan for All Seasons podcast. And I need to clarify something that I didn't do on Sunday night's episode, guys. This is episode 269 of the Fan for All Seasons podcast. Sunday night's was episode 268. I got my numbering and my labeling confused. My apologies on that front, guys. Before we get a word from our sponsor this week, I do want to give a quick shout out. We did have our Fan for All Seasons Bracket Challenge via the ESPN app, and we have a winner. Congratulations to my cousin Megan Marin. Megan has been on the podcast before. She's talked Alabama football and just about culture at Alabama. She might be the biggest Alabama fan I know. We do get along, though, when it comes to the Braves, the Hawks, and the Falcons. We just clash collegiately with Georgia and Bama, which, honestly, I've noticed as I've gotten older. I've noticed that there are more people that I clash with collegiately, not just in my family, but just, like, in life. It's crazy. I guess, as a kid, you know, I was so used to being in this, like, bubble where, like, everybody loved the Dogs and everybody loved Georgia. And now I'm an adult, and it's like I have friends and family that are from all different colleges. And, you know, so I just find that kind of unique and cool. It kind of makes rivalries, like for football and basketball, you know, baseball, whatever the sport is. So all that to say, congratulations to my Alabama cousin, my cousin Megan Marin, on winning the 2024 Fan for All Seasons Bracket Challenge. So now, guys, it's time to get a word from our sponsor this week. And Fan for All Seasons is brought to you in part by Georgia Smoke Barbecue, authentic original oak smoked barbecue catering. You can learn more at georgiasmoke.com. So, guys, we're going to talk some Atlanta Braves baseball as we start out this week's episode. And the Braves are in a great place. The Braves are coming home after a long six-game road trip, two-city road trip. The Braves are coming back 5-1. The Braves, earlier this afternoon, came back off the deck once again to sweep away the Houston Astros 5-4. Marcell Ozuna continues his hot hitting. He now has a 16-game hitting streak, and that streak was extended to 16 games thanks to a solo home run Ozuna had in the second inning, with the Braves having a brief 1-0 lead. So Ozuna, as of right now, going into Friday's home game against the Texas Rangers, has a 16-game hitting streak, and he leads Major League Baseball with 8 home runs. If you had told me, based off last year's April, that Ozuna was going to come back this year and just do what he's done to start the year, it's truly been incredible. I'm so happy for Marcell, because there are a lot of people, me included, and a lot of other like media types out there that were like, you know, Ozuna, you can't play him, you know, all this kind of stuff like that. He's really, really silenced the doubters. I mean, the guy finished with 40 home runs last year, and now he's got 8 to start the year. He's really, really crushing the ball, and I'm just so happy for Marcell Ozuna. Keep hitting, Big Bear, because we're going to need you. So Ronald Acuna Jr., he got in on the home run fun today as well, smashing his first home run of the season in the top of the fifth inning. Always good to see Ronald Acuna Jr. getting back to doing what Brave fans love seeing him do, which is smash home runs. And something that I'll say too, as cool as Acuna's home runs are, I feel like Acuna's value is even more valuable with him getting on base. He is way more dynamic on the base path. Like, if you ask me what's more likely to happen, Acuna hit 40 home runs again or Acuna steal 70 bags, I'm going to say 70 bags. Again, Acuna's speed is just so dynamic. He's such a game changer out there. And the Braves arguably have the most dynamic player in all of Major League Baseball at the top of the order. Another Brave I want to talk about here, Orlando Arcia, he continues to come up big in big spots. Like earlier this afternoon against Houston, he came up with a huge two-out RBI single in the eighth inning, giving the Braves the lead, and Atlanta would hold on thanks to good pitching from A.J. Minter and also closer Igloo Raisel Iglesias, a.k.a. Igloo, because he's so ice cold, especially with that nasty changeup. That sinker and changeup that Iglesias has might be one of the best in Major League Baseball. He came in, slammed the door in the ninth for the Braves, and the Braves continue on their winning ways. So I want to bring an interesting nugget for you guys. The Braves have done something today, April 17th, 2024, that they haven't done since all the way back in 2003. And that's sweep the Houston Astros at the Juice Box at Minute Maid Park. Minute Maid Park opened in 2000, meaning that that ballpark is now 24 years old, and the Braves did something that hasn't happened since 2003, and that's sweep the Houston Astros. I want to say the Braves did that in like early April, when the Astros were still in the National League at the time. So think about that, y'all. The Braves have done something that hasn't happened since 2003 to the Houston Astros. So congratulations, Braves. Keep on shopping. I am so happy that the Bravos are home. I do want to highlight one Brave on the mound in particular who has an interesting story. Now, if you didn't watch his start last night, and if you didn't hear the story about Ronaldo Lopez, I'm going to tell you it. And I got to give props to Wiley Ballard of Bally Sports. He had this story. I heard it from Ben Ingram as well on the Braves Radio Network last night, and that kind of sparked my interest in me wanting to tell the Fan for All Seasons crew about this story about Lopez. So an interesting story about him. So when he was with the White Sox and he was getting ready to pitch and trying to coordinate with the catcher as far as what pitches would be thrown to that hitter during that at-bat, hitters notice everything. Like, Major League hitters are meticulous and creatures of habit, and they notice everything. And hitters began to notice that Ronaldo Lopez, whenever he would stick his tongue out, hitters began to realize that that's when he was going to throw his slider. Lopez's two best pitches, as of right now, and even back then, are his fastball and his slider. Those are his two go-to pitches right now. So, to combat that, what Lopez has started doing when he starts is to wear a mouth guard to make sure that his tongue is not hanging out when he pitches. So I found that extremely interesting. Like I'm just going to go and say it. Ronaldo Lopez has really been pitching well for the Braves. He's logged 18 innings so far for Atlanta. He's only allowed one earned run. He's truly been probably one of the more fantastic surprises for the Braves. Knowing what we know now with all the up and down nature of the pitching staff so far, it's nice to see a guy like Lopez, who I'll go ahead and say it, I'll be honest here, I was one of the crew that thought Lopez should have been in the bullpen. And knowing what we know now with all the injuries to Strider and the shuffling of the Braves rotation, it's really nice that the Braves have such a dynamic pitcher in Mr. Lopez. Again, his fastball can get up to 98 miles an hour, which is insane. He doesn't necessarily have to go to 98 all the time, but if he needs it, he can go to it. He's got a really good slider that he throws in the mid-90s, high 80s, and then he mixes in a changeup and a curveball as well. Ronaldo Lopez has got everything you could want. I know everyone's scared about innings and everything, but I'm not. I just want to watch this guy pitch because it is a joy to watch this guy throw, and it looks like, honestly, he's having a lot of fun out there. He wanted to come to Atlanta to compete as a starter. Braves are obviously giving him that opportunity, not only with all the injuries and the shuffling of the rotation, but he was going to be the fifth starter regardless, even before Strider got hurt. Like I said, for right now, it looks like Lopez is really, really doing his thing. He's really becoming fun to watch pitch, and I'm excited to see what else the Braves can get out of Mr. Ronaldo Lopez. So, where do the Braves go from here, guys? The Braves now face the defending World Series champion Texas Rangers as a part of a 9-game homestand, the longest of any homestand so far this season. The Braves will have 3 teams coming into Atlanta. The Braves will be facing the world champion Texas Rangers coming up this weekend with Chris Sale on the mound on Friday, Charlie Morton on Saturday, and Braves rookie pitcher Darius Vines coming up on Sunday night baseball on ESPN. The Braves are going to be on prime time. So that's what it looks like this weekend. And then the Miami Marlins come visit Atlanta for their first trip to Truist Park. So that'll be good to beat up on the fish, as always. And then the Cleveland Guardians, who are managed by former Brave Stephen Vogt. He was a former catcher for the Braves years back. And so now Vogt's getting his first chance with the Cleveland Guardians. And, you know, Cleveland's one of those teams that has a lot of really good pitching. And so they have guys like Tristan McKenzie, Shane Bieber, who's now hurt, Zach Plesac. Cleveland's got really, really good pitchers. They have Jose Ramirez, who can absolutely smash. They have Steven Kwan, who's a good outfielder. And they also have one of the best closers in the American League in Emmanuel Clase. And so the Braves are going to have their hands full next weekend when the Cleveland Guardians come to visit. So that is what it's looking like for the Atlanta Braves coming up this weekend and on into next week. So we're going to keep the baseball talk rolling here, guys, as the University of Georgia Bulldog baseball team did not have a midweek game this week. The Dogs were off. This was kind of like a bye week for them. Georgia faces a tough SEC foe in Ole Miss under head coach Mike Bianco. The Ole Miss Rebels come into Athens Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This is a great opportunity for Georgia fans to get to watch this Georgia team led by none other, the best player in college baseball, Charlie Cotman. I'm really excited for those of you in the Athens area or those of you in the state of Georgia who get a chance to go out to Foley Field. One, not only is it like the Wrigley Field of the SEC, which means it's in a neighborhood. It's super beautiful with the greenhouse and the brick house and all that. It really is a cool place to watch a game. But you get to watch, like I said, the best player in college baseball in Charlie Condon. He's batting .479 with 24 home runs. Condon alone is out homering 20 teams by himself. That is simply remarkable. We are watching greatness here with Charlie Condon. So if you're a Georgia fan, you have a few more opportunities to get to watch this kid play. Soak up every second of it, because guys like Condon don't come around all that often. So now, guys, we're going to wrap up this week's show talking some NFL draft. We are 8 days away from the NFL draft. And the big question amongst people who talk to me and people who listen to the show, Jamie Joe, what are the Falcons going to do? So I'm going to give you guys my thoughts on what I think the Falcons should do at 8 and beyond. My plan for the Atlanta Falcons is to ultimately take Jared Verse at 8. Jared Verse is a dynamic pass rusher from Florida State. He's super athletic. He also has several different pass rushing moves. He not only has the speed rush, but he has the power and the hand moves to be able to get past offensive linemen and make things very, very difficult for quarterbacks and offensive linemen alike. I think Jared Verse is a guy who can come in and start day one for the Atlanta Falcons. I'm really fired up. I hope they get Jared Verse. Now, I will say there is a contingent of people out there that are really fired up about Dallas Turner, the ex-Alabama defensive end. I would be fine with Verse or Turner, either one. But I'll tell you why I like Verse more. I talked about it just a second ago. Verse commands double teams. He has more moves as far as pass rush goes. He's able to counter with just the speed. Dallas Turner, on the other hand, while he is crazy fast and crazy long and athletic, Dallas Turner's one main move is the speed rush. He's a one-trick pony. While it's a really, really good trick, to me, that's really all he's got. But again, I mean, if the Falcons got him, I'd be okay with it. I would just hope that the Falcon defensive staff and Raheem Morris and some of the other defensive linemen, outside linebackers, could help Dallas Turner learn some more moves than just the speed rush that we saw him do at Alabama. The Falcons have also fell for a crazy fast athletic defensive end outside linebacker once named Vic Beasley. I'm nervous about that, about Turner. Again, I'd be fine with it. I just get nervous when a guy's number one move to get after the quarterback is to outmaneuver and out-athletic offensive linemen. You got to have a little power if you want to be able to make it big in the NFL. So, I want to talk about a guy that I know people are really excited about. And that's Quinyon Mitchell, the Toledo defensive back. I know he had a great 40 time, and I know people are extremely excited about him. And there is a rumor that Raheem Morris loves this guy. If they take this guy at 8, I'm not going to be excited about this. Because while he may have good numbers at the combine and at his pro day and stuff, guys, the guy played ball at Toledo. Now, I know there are success stories out there with guys from small colleges succeeding at the NFL level. You know, we all know the story about Jerry Rice. I know there are diamonds in the rough out there. But the Falcons continue to try to outsmart people, and they love to go for these diamonds in the rough. And it drives me nuts when they do this. They've done it time and time again, whether it be Troy Anderson, whether it be Desmond Ridder. They thought Desmond Ridder could play from Cincinnati. I'm just tired of the Falcons always trying to think they have to outsmart everyone. And I'm going to say this. This is a put up or shut up year for Terry Fontenot. Like, this is on him now. Raheem Morris gets somewhat of a clean slate because he's coming into a new situation. But Terry Fontenot has got to get at least 3 starters out of this draft. If he doesn't do that, he's gone. I'm just being as brutally honest as I can get. What I would do instead of taking Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo, and we needed to address the defensive back and free safety position, because let's be real, guys, Richie Grant is not an NFL starting safety. Again, I don't know why the Falcons and Terry Fontenot, there's that guy again, fell in love with a safety from Central Florida who cannot play. The less Richie Grant we see this fall, the better. What I would do, again, I know this is going to be a homer pick coming from me, but I'm taking Kamari Lassiter out of the University of Georgia with the second round pick, with the pick at 43. For the Atlanta Falcons. I just think Kamari Lassiter has elite ball hawking skills. He's a dynamic playmaker. He has great cover skills. And the Falcons need, they really need a nice go-to guy out wide to go along with AJ Terrell. Terrell's a great cover corner, but he needs help. Kamari Lassiter has gone up against some of the best receivers in college football. He's gone up against Marvin Harrison. He's gone up against Jermaine Burton. He's gone up against, you know, elite talent in the SEC. And I just think Kamari Lassiter's cover skills are really, really good and really, really dynamic. And I also think a guy like Kamari Lassiter would get people excited on the defensive side of the ball. Like I said, Lassiter has gone up against some of the best in the SEC. He's gone up against Luther Burton. Remember the Georgia-Missouri game? Last year, last November, everybody was hyping up Luther Burton and Missouri's offense and Eli Drinkowitz and everything. And everybody was like, you know, Luther Burton's just going to run wild on Georgia. Kamari Lassiter was on Luther Burton like white on rice. The only way Luther Burton was able to get free was one deep shot. And the Missouri quarterback, Brady Cook, overshot him. And Burton ended up tripping and injuring himself. And he didn't play the rest of that game. So I would take Kamari Lassiter. I was looking for a DB. If I'm looking for a safety to replace Richie Grant, I look no further than Mr. Javon Bullard. Javon Bullard is a ball hawk. He is a playmaker. He is a dude. He is the guy who you want in the middle of the field at safety. He is super athletic. He's super fast. He can hit. He's got really good ball skills for a safety. He's so dynamic, and he's got everything you could want. And the thing about Lassiter and Bullard both is they come from a winning program, that of the University of Georgia. Guys who know what it takes to win at the highest level of college football. and guys who can come in and provide some winning pedigree to an organization and a franchise who has done nothing but lose for the past 7 years. Again, if I'm Terry Fontenot, if I'm making the decisions, I'm bringing in Kamari Lassiter with my second round pick, and then with my third round pick, I'm bringing in Javon Bullard. Because those two, who are mainstays for the Georgia defense, will provide nothing but stability, a winning pedigree, and dynamic playmaking skills for a Falcons back into the defense that truly needs help. And also, if you need more proof that Javon Bullard's a playmaker, just go YouTube what Javon Bullard did to Marvin Harrison. I bet you Marvin Harrison still has nightmares of the hit that Javon Bullard put on him. Both these two, as I said, dynamic playmakers from a winning program in college out of the University of Georgia, and guys that can come in and provide stability and guys who are elite and can provide instant impact for a side of the ball in the defense and particularly the back end for the Atlanta Falcons that is in desperate need of depth. One last point on the Falcons. The Falcons, for years of my life, have always tried to find these diamonds in the rough, whether it be Brent Grimes, who was a good player from Shippensburg College, or whether it be, you know, I can name a lot of Falcons from small schools who did not stick. Can we just get elite SEC and ACC type guys? Can we not try to outsmart people, Terry? Can we not? Can we just get the big time guys from the SEC and the ACC, please? Can we not try to find diamonds in the rough? I get it. I mentioned earlier on the show about Jerry Rice being from, there are diamonds in the rough like that out there. But this is a prove it year for the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons have not been relevant in 7 years. You got to get as many SEC and ACC guys as you can, because those two leagues play the best version of college football you see on this planet. And that's as close to the NFL as you can get. Terry, get as many SEC and ACC guys as possible in order to make the Falcons relevant in 2024. So if you like this podcast, guys, if you want to know more about us, you can find us on any major podcast platform. Give us a like, give us a follow. That is Fan for All Seasons. Again, if you want to go to the merchandise store, they've got all your needs met. You can get your Comfy Colors t-shirts in white and black. You can also get them in red and gray and blue as well. Get all your merchandise needs met at the Fan for All Seasons merchandise store, one in the Shop Merch tab. And now, guys, it's time to get one last word from our sponsor this week. And Fan for All Seasons is brought to you in part by Georgia Smoke Barbecue, authentic Ojolong Smoke Barbecue Catering. You can learn more at georgiasmoke.com. So for myself, Jim and Joe, this has been another exciting installment of the Fan for All Seasons podcast. We'll talk to you guys next week. See ya!